Okay, we are on Lamed Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if you had two rows of gourds, two rows of diluin, which are translated as, that's gourds. The two rows of kishuan are chait melons, two rows of gourds is diluin, and two rows of the Egyptian bean. So that's mutter. So we also mentioned that each row is 4 amos wide, so it means we have 8 amos, 8 amos, 8 amos. And this is a requirement. It has to be at least 8 amos for each species. If you'd have 4 amos, it would be too close together and it would look like it is chavush. Chavush would be like it was enclosed. Now, we have to turn, before we begin the next Gemara, otherwise it makes it a lot easier to know this Mishnah, because I didn't know it last night when I was reading the Gemara. I was having all kinds of problems learning the Gemara. And then tonight I took a look at the Mishnah. I said, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, we have to learn the Mishnah a little bit. Okay, so go turn, please, to 32b. And it says the following. There's a three-way machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim. And it's talking about where your field is planted with onions, and you want to put in gourds. So, and gourds is ladavka. Gourds, chait melons, Egyptian bean, they're all the same. Okay? They all are very leafy, and they reach out and touch someone, so to speak. Now, you have onions, and you want to plant gourds in the onion field. So there's a machlokas tanoim here, exactly how to do it. So Rabbi Shmuel says, if you have the Arts School English, it's really good because it has the pictures, makes it easier to visualize. But Rabbi Shmuel says you ochre two rows of onions, and then so that clears a space of 8 amos wide, and there you know tea shura achas, you plant one row of gourds, okay? So that would be in the middle of that 8 amma clearing, meaning you'd have 2 ammas on one. Remember, each row is 4 ammas. So the middle 4 ammas are planted, 2 ammas on one side, 2 ammas on the other side are left blank. So you have a 4 amma strip in the middle of gourds, 2 ammas blank on each side next to the onions, and that's mutter. But you have to...
have 8, 8, 8, right?
It's just hold on a second. Now, you're right. That's the pattern.
Right,
so then it'll be 8 amos of onions, or 2 amos blank, 4 amos of gourds, 2 amos blank, another 8 amos of onions, 2 amos blank, another 4 amos of gourds. Bottom line is, the main thing to take out of here for right now is two items. But main thing to focus on now is the distance between the gourds. So you have a total distance between the gourds of 12 amos. Look, right, 12. So you have 8 in the middle of the onions, plus you have the two amos on each side of the onions blank. That's 2 plus 2 is 4, plus 8 is 12. So you have a 12 amma gap between the gourds. That's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. So number one, he also has to have 12 ammas. If the gourds would be any closer together, it would create a problem, because then they encroach on the onions, and it begins to look like this climb here. Now, or chavush. Let's assume that it's a chavush issue. Okay? Now you have that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva disagrees on two counts. Number one, he disagrees on the blanks, that you need to have 2 amos blank space between the onions and the gourds. You don't have to have that. All you need is a machrisha. You need the one line. And the other thing he disagrees with is he doesn't hold you need 12 amos. He has 8 amos between each one, right? You have 8 amos of planted onions, and next to the onions on one side, you have your gourds. On the other side, you have your other gourds. It comes out that the distance between the gourds is 8 amos. 8 amos.
Plus plus the talent.
A little bit. We're not gonna take that into account. We're gonna just call it 8 ounces. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is that Rabbi Akiva's shita is you'd have to have 6x6 tefachim, a strip that goes up from the bottom of the field to up just 6 tefachim. But beyond that, you don't need. So if you look very closely at the picture on number 3, you'll see faro. That's what that is. It's that small. Remember, he held. But that's not. We're not looking at that for now. We're measuring above that. So above that, it's pretty close together. And finally, you have the chachamim. Okay, the chachamim hold what it says over here. Im ein meishur lacharat ershteim esrei like comes out of shomim time. So in other words, the chachamim hold no, there has to be 12 arms of space. In other words, they agreed with Rabbi Shmuel in one aspect that you need actually 12 amos between one gourd and another gourd. But on the other hand, they don't require any space. So therefore, what they say is just plant 3 rows of onions. 3 times 4 is 12. You've got your 12. Okay, we got all that straight.
Yeah, but what is the purpose of the space?
The space?
In
Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel? The space accomplishes to make it so that, what does he say over here? The bottom of the page, at the bottom of footnote 2. In Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, this 2-hour gap between the gourds and the onions is essential. The furrow separator mentioned in the Mishnah on 29a is not effective. Similarly, the 12-hour distance between the gourds is imperative. So you need to have that space. All right, whatever. We aren't learning that right now. I wanted to just bring this to your attention because now we're going to talk about this with Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yekana. So our Mishnah, let's go back to our Mishnah now on Laman of Base. Our Mishnah says a person who wants to plant, what, 2 shuras of Kishuin, 2 shuras of Diluin, 2 shuras of Paul Mitzri, it's mutter, right? So you've got, right, 2, 2, 2, and 2. So Chizkiyah says, but machlokes, this is going to be totally, our Mishnah is going to be totally in the machlokes in the Mishnah later on, because he's going to explain it on Lamed Aleph. Mandi Amar Taman Shteim Esrei, if you hold you need 12 amas, like Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, they all hold you need 12 amas. If Hacha Shteim Esrei, so here too you would need a spacing of 12 amas, and you don't have that. All you have is Shtei Shuros. In other words, all you have in our Mishnah is 8 amos dividing. Again, forget about the fact that it's not all the diluim. Kishuim, diluim, mukholamitri, it's all the same. So if you only have 8 amos of space, so that means you don't hold like the man that holds, you need 12 amos, right? It's that simple. Chizkiyah is very straightforward. It says over there that there's a machloikas. The one who holds 12 amas is going to hold, you need 12 amas here too. You wouldn't be able to use 2 rows. It would have to be 3 rows. Right? Very simple. And manda amar taman shmoina, I fach amas shmoina. And the one who holds 8 amas, which is Rabbi Akiva. It works. That's what it says. So in English it says, our Mishnah, which requires a spacing of only 8 amas, must go according to that shita. In other words, Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yochanan is going to come and say, a chiddush gadol. He's going to say, no, that even Rabbi Yishmael and Chachamim, who normally require 12, will agree over here. When do they require 12? By onions. But if you have a very, very leafy type of a vegetable, such as a diluim, in the middle, the leafiness of the middle growth prevents the outer leafiness be able to take it over. It's harder for it to encroach the patch because it's blocked essentially by other large leaves. That's what he's going to say in a second. Yeah, Rabbi Yekin, I'm Rabbi Yekin. No, it's coming out like everybody. And here there's a Yofa Kayak Muksha Ben Hamukshayos Hatzel Bishmaina. That the power of the melon like vegetable amid other melon like vegetables is superior to save itself from becoming prohibited in that it only requires 8 amas. Okay? That's what it says. Four, it says, where the inner row itself is like a melon-like vegetable, it's less easily closed in by, again, kovish is the ikker thing here. It's less easily closed in by the melon-like vegetables that flank it, because its own extensively spreading leaves hinder encroachment by those of the neighboring vegetables. That's what I told you, okay? That's it. So let's go on. Now, we're going to discuss something. This gets a little complicated, but you need to know one simple thing. Once you know this thing, it'll make the whole Gemara easier. And that is, we've been talking so far about the width. The width of the of how much space is between the rows, right? Width. But we haven't spoken that much about the length. The length.
There's only two options.
How long... No. There are quite a few options. Wait till you see the Gemara. How long, in other words, the way he puts it in footnote 5, it stands to reason. If, for example, just one chait melon and one Egyptian bean plant were growing on either side of a row of another vegetable, so surely that row is not considered chavush. One plant is not going to, you're not going to consider the inner row is covered by two individual plants. That's ridiculous, right? You must ask them, that's ridiculous, yeah? So there must be some length of growth.
Oh, it has a growth, not a space.
I'm talking about growth now, okay. Right? The growth of the surrounding vegetables, of the melon-like vegetables, how long do they have to be in order to be to consider the inner ones chavash. Okay. Now, just think.
We're not talking about the plants. We're talking about the how long is the row, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long is the row?
Meaning how many?
Yeah. Exactly. How much space there is between each one?
But I'm saying it's a full row. It's
going to be either 8 amas or it's going to be 12 amas. Okay. Let's just put that out for now. So. If you only have 4 amas planted with the melon, it's not going to consider it kavush because it's just not long enough. So now, I just want you to think about this. Just to think about this. So because this is the key to this whole gemara we're going to say in a second. When I say something has to have, I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to tell you. If this is only 8 amas long, it's considered encroaching. If I tell you this needs to be 12 amas long in order to be considered encroaching, so which is a chumrah and which is a kula?
The 8 is a chumrah.
Right. The longer it is,
the more
kula dick it is. Right. Longer is a kula, right? Longer is a kula in length, and shorter is a chumrah in length. Let's take the other way around. When we're talking about width, if I tell you you need 8 amas in order, all you need is 8 amas of planted, onions in the middle. 8 amas of onions in the middle. But that's enough to be considered a wide enough space that the two outer melons should not be considered chavash.
That's a kula.
If I tell you you need to have 3 rows to make 12 amas, that's a chumrah. So it's inverted, right?
Yes.
When we're talking about length, the longer it is, the more kuladik it is. When we're talking about
width,
the longer it is, the more chumrah it is. Once you have this yisod, we can read the Gemara, okay? Took me a long time to understand this. So, arko become a chovesh. At what length do the outer lows close the middle? So now he's going to bring a raya from a din by Klei HaKerem. By Klei HaKerem, the din is that you have to have 5 vines. The setup is you're going to have three on one row, two on another row. The three on the top row will have four amas between each one for a total of eight amas from end to end. You'll have eight amas from that first row till the second row. The second row will just have two plants of four amas apart. Once you have that setup, that five vine setup, then there's nothing that you can plant in between there, because that whole area is considered the area of the vineyard, so to speak. So that's what this says. No medina min ha'kera. Kamara tema gaba kera m'leishanya hi arko v'hi ha'flego. Afocha m'leishanya hu arko hi ha'flego. So what he's saying is, just like we say by the vineyard, that the same length, right, the same length, look at the picture, from row two to row one, the length of that, the distance, I should say, of that length is eight, and the width of the top row is also eight. That's what he's trying to say. This is the way they explain it here. Loishanya, it's no different. The length and the width are the same. So just like there, the length and width are the same, so too here, the length and the width are going to be the same.
So if you hold eight wide, it's eight long. If you hold 12, it's 12.
So you're mamashing machaven to the Gemara, what it's about to say on Amud Beis, exactly what Chizkiya says. The Gemara now explains that. Aldayate de Chizkiya Nicha. So now let's go follow Chizkiya's din. Again, remember Chizkiya said that our Mishnah is totally in the Machlaikas. According to the Mani Rolls 12, you'd have to have three rows, not two rows. According to the Mani Rolls holds eight, and it works out. I'm not going to discuss that right now. Let's talk about that offline for a second. Let's get through this. So according to Chizkiya, it's good. Mandi amar taman shnei mesrei, or fachar shnei mesrei. If you hold, you need 12. So then, here too, you need 12. In other words, look at the way he explains it in English. It's very important to look carefully at what he's saying here. The one who says over there in regard to the distance between the outer rows, that is 12 amas, that means the distance of the middle part that's planted with vegetable, right? So if you're the onion rows, so to speak, which is the hachamim, right? 12 amas, three rows, right? So of hocha, so he'll say here too, regarding the length of the outer rows, that the length has to also be 12. Because we're taking our key, our cue, so to speak, from the vineyard. The vineyard, the it's the same vertical horizontal. Here, too, the same vertical horizontal. Here, too, it's eight, the same thing. So, Chizkiya is very simple. It's a direct match. Everything, it's perfectly symmetrical. Everything is symmetrical. The shittas are symmetrical. The measurements are symmetrical. Everything is like a beautiful system, and everything matches. Now we come to Rabbi Yochanan. He ruins it for everybody. So Rabbi Yochanan says like this. The Gemara is going to really ask, trying to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan is going to do. So the Gemara is going to make a little lean with you. I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's figure out Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan held, remember, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that by when it comes to our Mishnah, it comes out like everybody, right? Our Mishnah comes out like everybody, and our Mishnah is an exception. Even though you hold 12 by the onions, you have to have three rows planted. But here, since it's a melon-like type vegetable in the middle, all you need is eight. So now let's work this out according to Bjorken. Our Kaiba Kamachaivesh, how long is the length going to be? In Tamar B'Shmoina, if you're going to take the eight amos long, as that's going to be enough to close in the inner vegetable. Make a kalvachomer in the case of the melon-like plant among onions. What? That should also be enough to be eight. Why? Because my mukshabin hamakshriyas. Marach, if you have melon-like among melon-like, which is our Mishnah. Shiyafisa kocholahatzel b'shmoina. You said it's enough because it's melon-like in the middle, so you allow only eight amas to save it from being considered chavosh. And if the outer rows are 8 amas long, then again we're assuming because 8 amas was the width, so the 8 amas is going to be the length based on the principle we learned from the Mishnah in Klein. So if 8 was good by the melon's width, then the 8 is also going to be by the length. So moksha ben habesolim, then a melon like by the plant where who aso kol kol hatsal b'shtem esrei, where you're making it much more chomer in a sense, because you're going to require 12 amos in order to save the onions. Lo kol sheken shi'ach b'shmoina, so surely having a length of 8 would be adequate enough to be considered a chavisha. Because remember, when you have less length, then that's considered a chumrah, right? So if you you could say it again to yourselves if you want to see the logic over here again. Should I say it one more time? Should we say it one more time? Right? So again, we have a principle here. The principle that we're using is based on the Mishnah in Klayim, by Klayat Kerem, that the width and the length are going to be the same. That's what we're going to assume. So going in with that assumption, just take it as a given. Don't try to figure out logic behind it. Just take it as a given. They're the same. That's what we're being told. So now we have our Mishnah with melon-like stuff. So melon-like stuff, we said 8 amas is enough, right? The melon's in the middle. 8 amas, 2 rows is enough. So if 8 amas is enough in width to be considered that it's not chavish, so then in order to create chavish based on our principle of width equals height, then it's going to be 8 amas height. So if 8 amas height is enough to consider it chavish, if it were to be less than 8 wide, right? If 8 amas was enough in length, was enough to consider it chavish, if it was less than 8 amas wide, so in a case where you require 12 amas in width, such as by the Betzolim, where it requires even more of a distance in width, kol sheken 8 amas is going to be enough to be considered it chavish. But if that is the case, then you end up with a length which is not equal to width. By the onions, you're going to have 8 long and 12 wide. The Gemara says that violates our principle. That's the question. That's what we just said. I said it again, and if you didn't get it the second time, I'm sorry. Now, and the other way around, it says it the other way around also. In Tamar Mukshavim Solom Ein Nefesh Ol B'Shtemes Rei. So then the Gemara is going to have come. We started now the way we just explained it. I started with our Mishnah where you had the melon like in the middle. If you start it the other way, start with the onion side. So start with the onion side. The Gemara is now going to show you how you also run into trouble, and you can figure it out yourself. Actually now, because now you know all the principles. In the case of the onions, we're going to say what? You require 12 amas of width of onions in order for it to not be considered chavash. So based on that principle, what are you going to say? How much is the length? 12 amas. Because we have a rule, width equals length. So it'll be 12 amas long, 12 amas across. If it's less than 12 amas across width, it will be considered chavash. So manoch, if by what? By Betzolim. You require 12 where it's...
And they
it's
have the characteristic.
Right. So kol sheken, if you're talking about the melons, which are more robust, surely you're going to need 12 to be considered chavish. But by the melons, we required 8 or more, but if it will be less than 8, so it comes out you have an 8 width, and a 12 length, based if you start with the length that you derive from the Betzolim. That also doesn't work, right? So let's read it inside. Im temer mokshu ben Betzolim, einak mashol v'shtemes, right? Chavachem la mokshu ben mokshayas, shalei yikam mashol v'shtemes, right? So it doesn't work. So, yeah. So this, the Gemara does not answer this question. This question remains unanswered, right? Does he say that anywhere?
Yep.
The Gemara does not resolve the question whether outer rows of 8 amas suffice or 12. He says to see my refolda. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't see it. Okay, so let's do one last thing before we close out for tonight. Another question. Akadom Barotef. Also, we've discussed where the plants of the outer rows are densely planted. That's what you were bothered by before, right? So it says in 12, it says this is how gourds are typically planted. They typically planted densely. But what about Baisa Klachim Yechid? And what about if you do plants of stalks outer, in a little sparsely? Will that also be considered closing it in? So the Gemara answers on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the first couple of lines. It says, Kamaratem Agaba Karam Leshanya, who wrote Sefer Osa Klachim Yechidim, who Afakab Leshanya, writes Sefer Osa Klachim Yechidim. Basically, as I'm saying, is that just like by the vineyard, that even if it's sparse, and in fact it says that the minimum is 4 amas, and so typically it's even more than 4 amas, that's good enough to be considered chovesh. So too here, that it will also, the outer stalks densely applies also, it will also be considered a chavisha. Adkan.
So I'm deciding what's length and width here. Is length always...
Now, your question is what's considered length, what's considered width?
Yeah, depending on which side you're staying on the field, is that going to change what's the length and the width, where the length is...